Hello, everybody. This is Doug from Gamers with Glasses. I'm here again with Jake.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
Not much, man.
Are you a meth addict now?
Just the nightmares.
So, I think firstly we should...
The dreams. They come to me at night, and I see them in my head, and I can't get away.
Okay, then.
Oh, the cruel irony.
Jake, I think we should start
I
off...
I don't have thumbs.
I think we should start off the podcast with saying how sorry we are that we haven't had a podcast.
I am not sorry.
In 3 weeks.
I am not sorry.
You're not sorry? Why are you not?
I went to a con, and then I got sick, and then I got lazy. So,
well,
no,
I went to
sorry.
A con, and then I got sick, and then I went to another convention.
So let's. What's the date today? The 21st.
It's been 23 days since our last podcast.
Maybe we should just change it to once a month.
No.
Instead. Yeah.
No. We'll keep it once a week now. But the maybe. Let's say that the podcast about Everfree is going to be out in a little bit though.
Yes. Definitely.
We just got to get it together because we didn't do the 3 days, so we got to get
we
everybody
did day one.
We got and then we got super
and
fucking
then we
tired.
We got home the next day at 4 o'clock in the morning. And then day three was just a big mess of getting up at like noon, and we didn't exactly do anything.
Then we drove home from Seattle for
yeah,
5 hours.
Yeah, that was also fun. It wasn't 5 hours, it was more like an hour and a half. Well, shit, how long
No,
was
hold
it?
On, because we left at around 6, and we got home
well,
at
we,
midnight.
We did stop for dinner.
Yeah.
All right.
So but we drove for about 5 hours.
That's ridiculous.
I know, it is pretty ridiculous. And then then 2 weeks after going to Seattle once and driving all the way back, I went to Seattle, or near Seattle, I went to Camp Shepherd, which is 5 hours away in Washington again.
That's crazy.
That was fun.
I wouldn't do that. Sounds like a waste of time.
It wasn't that bad. It actually went by pretty fast.
Yeah, because you came home, like, right away.
I was still
you were there
sick.
For, like, you know, a day and a half.
I was there for 2 days.
A day and a half?
3 days, 2 nights.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was supposed to be there for a week.
I'm sure.
But I was sick. And then my mom fell and she hurt her back and I had to come home and help her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that sucks. So let's actually move on to our gaming topics, Jake.
Alright, gaming topic number one.
Who called it? I called it.
You didn't call shit.
I called it.
You didn't call shit.
I said that Xbox would sell.
So?
The Xbox One would sell eventually.
That's like saying rain is gonna fall.
And now it's... You said it was out of pre-order sales.
It was actually a few weeks ago, I believe. I was derping about on IGN, and I saw that GameStop had sold out of pre-orders for the PS4.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, how do you sell out of pre-orders?
Yeah, I know.
But whatever, that's okay. And then a few hours later, Xbox One had sold out of pre-orders at Best Buy.
Do you think people just kind of was like, oh, well, PS4 isn't around anymore. Might as well.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. And then a few hours after that, both had sold out of pre-orders on Amazon.
Yeah.
So, that's great. I don't know how you sell... I don't know how anybody comes about selling out of pre-orders.
Well, because they have a certain amount made, and then that's how much their pre-orders are.
That's fucking stupid.
Why?
Because I've always thought pre-orders were like, you go there, you give them the money, and they'll be like, oh, okay, this is the demand, we have to make this many for the deadline.
Yeah, but there's a possibility that they don't make that many, and then people get really, really pissed
off. Well, they should fucking make more, because I want to give them my money.
So what do you think of it selling? Are you happy, or are you...
I don't care either way, I'm gonna get a PS4.
I'm gonna get or Xbox One. I'm gonna get a PS1.
I'm gonna get a PS1, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I decided to quit all this futuristic gaming bullshit. Console generation gaming is going nowhere. We need to go back to the classics and just sit on our asses and play that shit all day.
So what do you think of the whole Don Matrick leaving Xbox?
Who?
I mean, Don Matrick, who's the CEO of
what happened to him?
Xbox. He left.
Why? Was just like, fuck this shit?
Yeah, basically.
Were all the marketing ideas his?
I guess.
And then everyone got buzzed
well,
at
know
him,
the
and
thing
then he
was
like, oh, nobody likes me, I
this
quit.
Makes sense, because he came from EA. Before he was at Xbox, he was at EA. So
that's terrifying.
There's that, yeah. But, so now I feel like he should have just... I don't know who's ever in charge, but obviously they're doing something right, because it seems like they're mostly making people happy now, because now they're coming with the headset, they're reversing all their DRM policies, so it seems like...
Yeah, they're fixing their shit.
Yeah.
So that makes me happy.
It still
that's
kind
nice.
Of makes me still kind of sad how people are like...
It made me really upset?
What?
that they tried to enforce these policies in the first
place. Yeah, but I don't care, because they learned their mistake, it seems like.
Sure, but I'm still not going to buy one.
Yeah.
Because of that mistake.
Why? That's so grudgy.
Because they treated me like an asshole, so now I'm not going to buy that shit.
Well, Sony
didn't treat me like an asshole, so I don't want to buy my shit from
Sony. Sony's the best company in the world!
I didn't say that. Right now, they're better than Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, you know what they're doing?
What is Sony doing?
They're getting rid of... They're declaring war on the internet, basically. Sony.
How?
Not PS4, but Sony, because they're the movie business. And they're declaring war on the Pirate Bay or whatever.
Alright.
So, Sony's not the best with...
Hasn't that been going on for, like, years?
No. Well, kind of, but they're, like, putting, like, tons of layers of security on DVDs to where they make them, like, really hard to watch, even. And they're making the Blu-ray players outdated. Stuff like that.
That's great. I don't buy DVDs or Blu-ray players. So this really doesn't concern me at all.
Yeah, okay, well... So why would it have concerned you if the Xbox One did the DRM policies?
Because that's video games. Different. That's not DVDs, those are video games.
Yeah, but all the DRM policies that they had wouldn't have affected you with the once every 24-hour check-in and stuff.
Yeah, it would have.
How?
My internet ever gone out, I would have been fucked.
If it went out for a whole day.
Yeah! Would have been screwed, man.
Okay.
Can't handle that shit. But they changed it, so it's alright.
Yeah.
I still just... It's great for Xbox fanboys and stuff.
I think it's dumb how people are just like... They're still pissed off. I mean, like, why... In the future, okay? Let's say they do something like this again, okay? Or some other company does this again.
Okay.
Well, why would the company reverse their policies if... Because all these people are still being pissed at Xbox One. And they're still saying, well, I'm not going to buy an Xbox One because they tried this. But now they're reversing it, but I'm still pissed at them. So why would a company who does shit like this, why would they even try and reverse their stuff? If it makes customers unhappy, because the customers are still going to be unhappy and not buy their shit.
Not all of them.
Well, I mean...
Obviously, people are happy that they reversed their policies because now they're selling very well, so... Yeah. People are obviously happy about it.
I just don't understand why people are still like, I'm not going to buy it because...
Because they offended me. And I feel offended.
But they're a company, Jake. I mean,
and they offended me. If they are not going to treat me as a prized consumer, I am not going to buy their products.
Oh my god. How much... I mean, Jesus, Jake.
What?
How high up there do you want to be? I mean, really. I mean, do you want them to think you're a king or something like that? I mean, come on.
No.
Then what are you saying? I mean,
I'm saying they're going to treat me like shit, that I'm not going to buy their product.
They didn't really treat you like shit,
though.
They
kind of did, though.
They didn't really.
They kind of did.
How?
When they first started off saying, deal with it, the online policies, and then continuing on saying, oh, if you don't like the online check-in, get an Xbox 360. They've just kind of been assholing along this whole trip, and I personally am not a fan of it. So I am not going to buy an Xbox One.
I don't think it's as big as a deal as you're making it.
Well, it's a big deal to me.
Why?
What do you, I just explained this to you. You want me to explain it again?
No, why?
They were an asshole to me, so now I'm not going to buy their product.
How? I don't... Okay.
You are not affected by this because you haven't thought they were being an asshole the whole time.
Because I didn't care.
Yeah.
But you always say how you don't care about stuff.
I don't care. I don't care that they're reversing their policies. I don't care about any of this because I'm not going to buy one.
So what would you do if Sony pulled something like this in the future?
I'd be pretty butthurt about it. I probably wouldn't buy a PS4.
So what would you buy?
A Wii probably U? Nothing. Yeah, I'd buy a Wii U. Just sit around and play...
Mario? No, they don't even have Mario.
Play... I'd play that one game.
Oh, they have the Zombie U. That seems
cool.
Oh,
yeah, that one game that got rated, like, 2.
4. Alright, shall we move on?
I suppose so.
Do you want to talk anything more about the Xbox One selling really well?
Good for them. I'm going to give them a gold star.
Okay.
Okay, good job, Xbox.
Oh, do you know what?
What?
Did you hear that EA is thinking about bumping up their prices to $80?
Oh my god, no. Why?
I don't know.
Son of a fucking bitch.
They
just changed their policies.
I know. I know. And then they're like,
oh, okay, maybe EA isn't such an asshole.
I gotta call out Rich of Review Tech for this. because he called it so much. He said EA's doing this because now Microsoft is handling all the DRM policies. Yeah. But now that Microsoft is reversing, EA's like, backpedal, 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 backpedal. You know, because it's like, fuck, dude, I physically can't spend $80 on a game.
I can't do it.
That's like two new games a year.
Unless the game is something like an Elder Scrolls game or a Fallout type game.
That deserves $80.
That I will play for well over 200 plus hours.
And they don't think they're going to increase huge amounts of piracy with increasing this. I mean, really. That's the main reason for piracy is people are poor and it's teenagers who don't have jobs, who don't have money. They pirate games because they want to play all these new games that their friends, that their richer or more well-off friends are playing.
Yeah.
So this is going to make even the well-off people not be able to afford the games.
Well, if people are well-off, they probably still afford the games.
Well, you know what I mean, though. I mean, they're $60 already right there.
Cutting it way too close.
Right. Cutting it way too close. And $80 is just pushing it. Yeah, I mean, just pushing it.
If they do increase their games to $80, I am not going to buy any new games from EA, period.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if they come out with a new Mass Effect. I don't care if
I know, and I really want the Battlefield 4.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy that if it's $80.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. Especially when it's a multiplayer game that I'm not exactly going to play every hour of my life.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Yeah, I'm just saying I'm not going to spend $80 on a game that I'm going to play maybe an hour or two a night.
Yeah.
Especially when
and the thing
game,
is,
like,
it's like
they're
pulling this off as well. The game developers don't get paid too much, so we're doing this for them. Bull fucking shit,
yeah,
dude.
If you want
the developers to make more money, just go straight online.
Yeah,
work out the shit with Steam. If they could work out the shit with Steam, they'd boost their sales because Origin fucking sucks.
Yeah, if they just well, not even Steam. If they just went straight digital.
Yeah.
With games, then developers would be making all of the money.
Most of it.
Well, pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
That's why on Steam and stuff, compared to like in-game stores like GameStop, you rarely ever see a sale at GameStop. And then Steam has summer sales and stuff like this, where it's like 75, 50% off on these major games. And you're like, wow, that's a great fucking deal. I can afford that.
Yeah.
GameStop doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Because GameStop needs their money, and GameStop has their fucking shit. Fuck GameStop. Let's just take a minute to fuck GameStop.
I don't see the big deal.
Because they're hurting the game industry.
No, yeah, I guess.
By selling the used games. Developers don't get any of that money.
Yeah, I know, but
all goes to GameStop.
I just don't
so
agree.
So fuck
with
them.
I don't agree with you.
What, you don't agree that they're fucking assholes for that?
No, I think, because would you sell me a video game?
Would I sell you one?
Yeah.
No?
You would just give it to me.
Yeah.
But, okay, say we weren't as good as friends as we are.
If you're a stranger off the street?
Yeah, would you sell me a video game? Would you be
sure?
Like, so I don't, so it's the same thing.
Not really.
Developers don't get any of the money.
Well, yeah, but I'm not an asshole.
No idea what that means.
It means GameStop's an asshole. It means I'm not
I have heard
getting
that it...
a bunch of new games, selling to you, taking them back, and then reselling them to other people for like the same exact price.
Yeah, no.
It's like mass distribution. If it's like one game and I'm giving it to a friend or something, and I probably wouldn't sell it to a stranger anyway.
You are so fuck the man, dude. Like, even more than I am. You're like, fuck the man!
Yeah, man, the man is fucking shit up.
I don't see the big deal with GameStop. I think GameStop's fine.
I don't.
Well, they work their employees like slaves, but...
That's not even... It's just... They don't really work them like slaves. It's just all the fucking marketing shit they have to do.
Or else they get fired.
Yeah.
So.
And if they don't meet their quotas, they're fucking out.
Yeah, so...
You have to get a certain amount of pre-orders.
Yeah, you have to.
Each month.
That's why.
And if you don't, you're pretty much fucking. Canned.
Yeah, that's why it's the. They have to say all the.
Yeah, that's
stuff.
Why they have to recommend it to you every time, then offer new.
It's like,
used
no,
games
I've been.
You.
I was here like 2 days ago. I don't want the game that you offered me 2 days ago. Yeah. No, I know. But talking about the Steam Summer Sale, you want to move good.
Sure. Let's
segue
talk about
to that.
The Steam Summer Sale
and how much I've spent on the Steam Summer Sale.
How much have you spent? Like $20.
45, I think.
30 cents?
45.
45 cents? Yeah.
$45.
45 cents?
It's
getting all
so
that shit?
It's so good. I get to play all the games I want to.
Yeah.
And I even bought games that I already own that I really don't need to buy. I bought New
that
Vegas.
That you already... Oh.
No, I already... No. I bought New Vegas. I'm talking about New Vegas.
Oh, okay. Well, then say New Vegas.
Well, I bought New Vegas.
Because I know some of that shit you've pirated.
Shh.
I mean... Arg, matey. Oh, shit.
Not any of that, really. Civ 5 I tried to, but it didn't work very well. So that's the main reason I bought it. And I think that's the best way to fight piracy, because I'm one of those kids that can't afford shit, and yeah, that's the only reason I pirate. And it's always super, super old games. Like, the only games that I've really, really pirated is, like...
Bioshock Infinite.
No.
Tomb Raider.
I got that for free. What the fuck are you talking about?
You stole that shit.
Bioshock
Infinite. You got the code to get it for free, and then you didn't get the code, so you're like, fuck it, I'm just gonna pirate it.
So I would have... See, that's bullshit, okay? And I'll tell you why. And I did get the code. What are you talking about?
Yeah, eventually, but you pirated it before that.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
It didn't fucking work. I tried to. Fuck you.
It didn't fucking work. I played the fucking game and beat it.
You?
Yeah.
That was after I got the code.
Bullshit.
Fuck you.
That was a pirate one, though. You didn't fucking install the code and shit.
No, it was
you
not.
Did. You were like, I'm going to install the code, but I'm too lazy to do it right now, so I'll just leave the pirate version here.
What the fuck are you talking
about? Like, all right, I'll play it. Whatever,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, that is because you don't pay attention.
So not what happened.
It's so what happened.
So not what happened.
It is so what happened.
No, I got the code, and then you
dirty, rotten thief. You don't support the game developers.
Oh, because you've never pirated.
I have never pirated.
The only real games that I've really pirated that I do on a regular-ish basis.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, and I deleted those games.
No, they're still on there. I've seen them.
Kingdom Hearts War?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's on my hard drive, but
yeah,
I haven't played
fucking,
it.
Yeah, you haven't played it, but you
and you bought it.
I did buy it. That doesn't mean you get to pirate it.
See, the thing is,
it's different.
If I buy a game, I think I should be able to pirate it. I think.
And
it's
if
fair.
I buy a game, that means you should be able to pirate it as well?
Yeah, well, we're brothers, right?
No. I'm not brothers with any thieves.
Oh, and who has Game of Thrones Season 3?
You gave that shit to me. You pirated it.
But let me finish my fucking sentence. The only real games that I really pirate on a regular basis is super old games.
Like what?
Like Fallout 1.
Oh.
And, which I bought the triple pack tactics, but that didn't work. So I had to pirate it so I could get the, I'm serious.
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck you, Jake. Fuck you.
You know what, Doug?
What?
You can shove it up your ass.
Fuck you.
So anyway, that's Steam Summer Sale.
Yeah, it's really cool. I bought Chivalry, and I've been playing that for 3 days straight. It's so good, dude. It's so
that's
good.
A lie.
It's so... What?
You haven't been playing it 3 days straight.
I've been playing...
You've been sleeping for the past, like, 26 hours.
That's true. Well, I've been playing... It's, like, one of the only games I have been playing for the games...
You played 6 hours.
I played 6 hours in 3 days. So, 2 hours a day.
That's not that much.
Yeah, it's not that much, but it's a really, really good game.
Yeah, it is a really good game. If you haven't played it or bought it, go fucking buy that shit and play the shit out of it.
And then I bought Hitman Absolution, Bastion.
Ah, yeah.
I bought a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
I still, you know, I swear to God, I impulse buy these things so much because I bought Knights of the Old... I begged. I was like, please, can I have $5 so I can buy Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2?
Yeah.
And I haven't touched it. I downloaded it and I was like... I haven't played it at all.
You should touch it and rub it all over.
I know, it's a really good game. Well, I played the first one for a long time, and then
I played the first one for 30 minutes, and I was like, wow, this is a game, and then I shut it off.
You don't like it?
No, I love it.
Oh.
I'm just saying, I played it on yours.
Oh.
For like 30 minutes.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, this is a game.
Yeah, so last played was January.
I think
that's when I bought it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, about.
I played it like...
Well, I used to have
it.
I had it on the PC before I bought it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You pirated it.
No, I did not pirate
it.
Oh, my God.
Dirty thief.
Fuck you.
All right.
I'm going to cut all this pirate stuff out.
No, don't cut it out.
Why? I'm going to get accused in the comments of like, oh, fuck you.
I'm going to accuse you in the comments. As soon as we're done with this podcast, I'm going to go accuse you in the comments of being a dirty, rotten thief.
I don't pirate that much anymore.
Anymore.
I don't.
I just have every TV show and every season of everything.
Well, that's because I don't have...
Well, that's different. That's because I have DirecTV and I have the most important stuff and I can download shit and fucking record shit and get HBO and shit.
I don't have HBO.
Bullshit, you liar.
I do not have
bullshit,
HBO.
Bullshit, you liar.
Do you see a cable box in this room, Jake?
Yeah, I see one in your dad's room and one in your mom's room.
And do I go out there?
No. The point is, you have it.
I cannot watch it.
And your
it.
Mom was like, do you want me to put this in your room? And you're like, no, I don't fucking care. I just pirate everything. We're having fun.
When's the last time you watched Game of Thrones on TV?
I don't have HBO.
I don't either!
Yes, you do.
No, I fucking don't!
Yes, you do.
Why? I do not have HBO. Yes, you do. Go fucking prove it to me. I do not have HBO.
I will go prove it to you. We can walk out of here right now.
Fuck you. Go fucking go look and see if I have HBO.
You do have HBO.
Go ask my mother.
I'm not going to ask your mother. I've seen it. Seen HBO?
What?
They were watching like True Blood and shit. Watching all these HBO shows.
I have my mom has True Blood on DVD.
Yeah, and she watched it on HBO.
When?
When I was watching her watch it.
When?
I don't know. It was a while ago.
Exactly. I don't have
it. Time means I don't have HBO.
I don't have it anymore.
Bullshit, you liar. Fucking lying to me. God. Like you lie about piracy.
I fucking hate you.
You're not going to get in trouble with the government.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
Until I tell them about your plan to assassinate the president.
Fuck you. I don't. What is with you? Why are you being a dick to me?
I'm not being a dick to you.
How are you not being a dick to me?
Because I'm talking about the truth, brah.
Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking piece of shit.
I fucking hate you. I don't know.
You also hate the truth, bruh.
I fucking hate you.
Alright, let's talk about the subscribers a little bit.
Alright, so...
Hi, subscribers.
Hi, people that are here.
Six, dude. High
six.
Five.
Ah, it's like more than I could count on one hand.
Yeah!
Dude. There's like a bunch of people and they're listening to me talk about the stupidest shit.
Yeah, well, most of them had the attention span of 8 minutes in our podcast, so...
Do they?
Yeah.
Really?
They watched about 8 minutes. One person watched 22 minutes. So, hello! Hello! Hello, green guy. Hello, Confessions of a Brony. And Sophia the Vamp. Hello, how are you? I'm good. Thanks for asking.
What? Don't talk to you, dog.
Let's move on. I'm not talking.
They subscribed because of me.
Okay, yeah, sure. Who's the hotter? Who has the hotter voice?
Me.
Alright, let's skip the Batman. Alright, let's talk about Dead Rising 3 breaking the Xbox 360. So I read on...
So I was playing my Xbox 360, and as you guys know, I am like the most popular gamer in the world. So Capcom went ahead and gave me a copy of Dead Rising 3 for the Xbox. And I put it in my Xbox, and when I started it up, it fucking broke. My Xbox just exploded. Now, I don't know what Capcom's problem is, but they need to stop being assholes. Does Capcom still own Dead Rising? Like, do they? Like, I don't even know. Hey, fuckstick! I'm talking to you! Alright, everybody, so this is Gamers with Glasses with Just Jake, because Doug is a fat fucking piece of ass.
That's not what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
This is a true story.
When I broke my
Xbox.
Dead Rising 3 is basically almost ready. Okay.
All right.
The reason they didn't ship it to the Xbox 360, even though it's almost ready, because it was so all the zombies were so intensive.
Okay.
That it would break the 360.
All right.
And you know what's really kind of ironic?
What?
Is the first Dead Rising was a huge contributor to the Red Ring on the first installments of the Xbox.
You know, funny story about that, because the first Dead Rising was also a major contributor to your brain aneurysms.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was to at least a little bit to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Korean or Japanese or something, and you're really good at video games.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Ah, I don't want memories.
I couldn't take out all those zombies and eat my fucking cheeseburger at the same time. I was like trying to stuff my face and you play the video game, but it just wasn't working. Those Asian people, man.
So racist.
What? God, why? Racist?
Oh my God, Oregon.
How is this racist? I'm saying Asians are better at video games. That's a fact.
I'm going to bleep out the Asian part so people are really curious. What race? All right. So you want to talk...
I bet everybody's going to assume Asian.
Yeah, I know. So do you want to talk anything else about it? Or
about Dead Rising 3?
Yeah.
It looks fucking great.
Oh, so now you're on the It's a Great boat.
I've always been the way.
We have recorded evidence of you saying you're not excited for it at all.
I'm not excited for it.
What the fuck? What
just because I'm not excited for it doesn't mean it doesn't look great.
You said it looks too gritty now.
It does look too gritty.
You can't... So you're not excited, but it looks great.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
I think it's going to be a good game for the Xbox One. I think people are going to enjoy it. I think it does... It certainly isn't an ugly game. Did you see how many zombies were on screen? I mean, have you seen the fucking trailers for that shit?
Yes.
Yeah. I have. It doesn't look like a piece of shit by any means.
Then what the fuck were you complaining about so much that you said it looks like
a piece of shit?
I'm
not gonna like
I'm pretty
it.
Sure in the last podcast you said it looks like a piece of shit. I'm pretty sure you used those words.
I don't think so. Not for Dead Rising 3. I have a feeling it's not going to be my kind of game.
I don't know what the... You love zombie games.
Yeah, but not that. I don't like gritty zombie games.
Bull fucking shit, you don't like gritty zombie games.
I don't like gritty zombie games.
They're
terrible.
You loved DayZ when you were playing it.
I've never played DayZ.
Yes, you have.
The mod for armor?
Yeah.
I've never played that.
Okay.
You played it once in front of me.
Dead Island. You like Dead Island.
Yeah, because it was funny. I got to play a rap from New Orleans. That shit was funny.
What other gritty zombie
I could bash people's head in and be like, hold up your voodoo, bitch.
What other gritty zombie games are there? Because I know
there
you
are
like
none.
Them.
There are no gritty zombie games out there, ever.
You like Left 4 Dead.
That's not a gritty zombie game.
Kind of is, yeah.
That's not even a zombie game. It's a game about infected. Infected and zombies are different.
God.
Zombies are slow, dumb-moving creatures.
You
infected
can't...
Fast
you can't
creatures.
Steal my line! That's my line! I'm the one that told you that!
What?
I'm the one that told you that!
Dude, what the fuck are you talking about?
That infected are fast-moving zombies, and zombies are slow.
Dude, I'm pretty sure it says that in the fucking instruction manual.
It does not fucking
say
sure
that.
It does, I told you that!
Infected.
I told you that in 8th grade! You can't steal my line!
Okay, Doug, sure. All right.
Fuck you! You're stealing me! You're fucking making me turn into... I have no soul! Help me!
He must be a ginger.
Fuck, dude, we watched our old videos. That was not... That was fun, but that was so depressing.
Oh, it was hilarious.
I don't remember how... I don't realize...
We're a couple of aspiring comedians.
Should we put links?
Let's not put links to that
okay.
shit.
Okay, should we put links to the Ninjavention,
Let's
though?
Let's not put links to that shit.
Okay. Look up Ninjavention.
No, don't fucking look up that shit. It's terrible.
It's awesome.
It's fucking stupid.
It's awesome.
I was
you can
fucking
see me
three.
As a fat little kid.
I was like fucking three when
I'm still
we made
fat,
that.
But you know.
You are still a little kid, no.
I'm 17 now. Oh, my birthday was yesterday. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Doug.
He sat there singing that the whole time to
oh,
himself.
Bull fucking shit. I didn't mention it at all.
Yeah, that's the point. You were sitting in the corner pouting.
What the fuck? I feel like in 2 years...
All the guy friends came over and you crawled in bed and were like, oh, I'm gonna sleep.
Oh.
That's what you did!
Both of you guys were using my computer looking at internet pictures! What was I supposed to do?
You're looking at internet porn. It's different.
My Little Pony internet porn.
That's disgusting and immoral.
We
were looking at Lolicon.
It's disgusting.
And Bad Dragons.
It's disgusting and
it
moral.
It was wonderful.
Disgusting and moral. That's what you
and
said.
And immoral.
You said moral.
And immoral.
You said moral.
And immoral.
Fuck. I feel like in
shit.
2 years.
I said immoral.
I feel like in 2 years, once we have like 100,000 subscribers, people are going to be. People are going to be like.
I feel like in 2 years, when we're like the balls fucking shit over here. 100,000
is not that much for 2 years.
Yeah, we're not going to get that. We're going to get six, and we're going to have six forever.
You never know.
And I'm going to be best friends with
six. For
six
in 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
That's pretty
some,
good.
That's some exponential growth.
No, think
that's
about
some
it.
Serious exponential
let's,
growth.
No.
We started with zero, and in 3 weeks, we got six. That's two a week. If we go down this road, we'll have a lot in time.
Well, 54, we'll have 108, we'll have 216 by the end of 2 years. That's pretty cool.
No.
What?
I quit. I'm not going to do that in 2 years if we have 200.
Why not?
That is way too much pressure on me. I can't handle that. 200 people listen to my voice? I got to count on being smart for that shit.
Yeah.
I can't be smart.
We have to have opinions.
Yeah, and be like, you know, questionable and fucking... What's the word I'm looking for? Intellectigent. Yeah.
Intellectigent.
I can't be that way.
All right,
so let's talk about...
Assassin's Creed Black
Flag. Assassin's Creed!
Looks awesome.
Again.
Looks cool.
Coming out with one all the time.
Looks really cool. We're about 30 minutes in.
They
so we're
have
blasting
pirates.
Through this pretty fast.
Arr!
I feel like it'd be really ironic if I pirated that game. So.
Now I have to.
Yeah.
Just to feel like a hipster.
Yeah.
I was pirating pirates before it was cool.
Pirate.
I was pirating pirates and played as a pirate in the game about pirates when we were pirating the pirate seas. of piracy.
There should be a game about pirating.
There's a game where if you pirate it...
Yeah, it... Yeah, keep going.
It's anti-piracy policy is you're a game developer,
mm-hmm.
in which yeah. you continue on, and you grow and grow and grow, and then you start to lose money because too many people are pirating
like
your game.
Like 90%.
And then you go...
It makes it impossible to
beat
the game.
Yeah, you can't beat the game anymore because everyone's pirating your game. You're like alone and shit, and you're like, I made this great game, but everyone's fucking stealing it. Now I can't make any money.
Yeah, it's really funny.
That's so funny.
That's a great way to fight piracy.
That's a wonderful
let
way
people.
I wish every game did that.
See, I think it's kind of like a demo almost. Let people try it. Because I think one of the main reasons, not main reasons, but one of the big reasons for piracy is there's no demos anymore for games.
On PC?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's like hardly any demos anymore. And think about, I mean, there's not really any demos on Xbox.
There is on PS3.
What? Really?
Yeah, if you...
Does Last of Us have a demo?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. But still, there's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, it did.
But, I mean, think about it. When's the last time demos were, like, a big thing in a way? Demos are kind of gone.
I don't know, I downloaded a demo a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, on PCs at least... On PC, at least, it seems like there's, like, no demos anymore. And I think that's a... And PC... Or pirating on PC is pretty easy, too.
Yeah, I know.
Thief.
I'm not a thief.
Alright, let's talk about the new Pokemons. You get to rant. You get to talk for an hour.
I want to talk about Pokemon so much because I'm so excited about Pokemon. Alright, so anyway, let's start off by saying that fucking Japan is getting two Pokemon X and Y themed 3DSs. And I just want to say, Japan, you're a fucking asshole! I want that shit! I don't want it to be region locked because if I buy it and it's region locked, I can't fucking read that haiku shit. I don't know
haiku
what it is.
Shit.
I can't. It's like hieroglyphics. I can't read that. All right.
Haiku shit.
They better come to North America because if they don't come to North
Chinese
America,
Chinese equal
I'm
haiku shit.
It's Japanese.
Japanese equal.
I'm pretty
haiku
sure it's
whatever.
Japanese. I don't think Chinese care about Pokemon.
No.
Pokemon.
They probably care about the
probably care about
nuclear
killing America.
Power of Pokemon.
Pikachu dropping
nukes. Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to create flying Pikachus that drive.
Alright, keep going!
Anyway, so if North America doesn't get these fucking Pokemon-themed 3DSs, I'm going to hang myself with my Pokemon blanket.
Your Pokemon blanket.
And I'm going to say, Game Freak, this is all your fault. And that's just going to be my suicide note. I'm going to be really, really sad about it.
I don't really care that much.
I do! Anyway, so I've watched a shit ton of
all
videos.
All people are pissed off.
I am talking.
Sorry.
Now, anyway, what were you saying? Because that actually sounded like something that might pique my curiosity.
A lot of people are pissed off about the Horde mode. I think
what?
It looks awesome.
There's a Horde mode?
Yeah, you didn't know about that?
No?
Yeah, there's a Horde mode. Not like you have to fight waves.
That would be fucking badass.
That would be pretty cool. But
if I could just fucking have like...
But it's like...
Three
it's
Pokemon
like,
out and just wave after wave of Pokemon came
all
at
me. All I know about it is that... There's at least six enemies, and I
right.
think you throw out your whole party.
What?
And you fight. So it's like 6v6.
What? This sounds like
in
a
the
rumor.
Wild.
This sounds like a rumor.
No, it's a real thing.
Fucking look this shit up, because it sounds like a rumor. Anyway, while you're looking it up,
announced.
I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I've been watching a lot of videos on what it's going to be about, and what the legendaries kind of represent. And it seems that... The fucking Y bird, Yevetil, Yevetil, Yamagibagabagurp.
See, like this.
Yerp derp derp is going to be like, what the shit? What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's fucking radical.
Yeah.
What?
That's really cool.
I get to fight like five at once?
Yeah.
What?
And I'm not sure if you throw out
what?
Your whole party or what?
What?
But yeah, it looks. I think it looks pretty cool, but a lot of people... are pissed off about it.
I'm not. That looks fucking awesome. Why would I ever be pissed off about that?
I have no idea.
I get to fight a shit ton of motherfuckers at a time.
That's oh, and sky battles.
Hold on, just play that. Just play it.
Alright, we'll cut it out.
Yeah. Holy shit. What?
Yeah. Oh, okay, so...
What?
That was at E3, so it isn't...
What the... holy shit, that looks awesome!
Alright, give it 5 seconds.
No, just don't fucking cut that shit out. Just fucking put that video in the description.
Alright.
Because that looked great.
Yeah.
5 Houndooms at once? That looks fucking radical.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh, that looks cool. Why is anybody pissed off about that? That looks fucking sweet.
They're pissed off because it's going to be like 5 Zubats, I guess.
Do you know how easy it's going to be to find shinies that way?
That's a good point.
That's going to make fucking the shiny hunter job so much easier.
That's a good point.
That's going to make me very happy.
That's a good point.
And the sky battles, I've wanted that since the beginning.
I don't really understand what that is.
I don't know. I guess you just fly in the air.
I guess.
The background is you're floating, I guess. Either way, I don't care. It's fucking awesome. That's cool. Alright. So I have been looking around and stuff and kind of just been looking at theorists' ideas of what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's based more on Northern mythology this time.
That's interesting.
As the... Oh, I can't remember the... name of the realm which it is based in, but there's a tree in northern I don't know what it's called,
like Nordic.
Yeah, Nordic, not like northern people, just Nordic kind of mythology shit.
Oh my god,
you know what I'm talking about, right? Yes. Well, okay, well, the highest one on the tree,
oh my god, what is it called?
It's symbol for the animal in the center at the top of
you're talking about like heaven, right?
Yeah, it's an eagle. And Yevatil resembles an eagle when he flies. And also, this eagle is supposedly blind.
It's like Mount Olympus and fucking...
And so, if you look at Yevatil, his eyes are blue, and he has white pupils.
Yeah.
Which is kind of blind. That kind of symbolizes being blind. So, if this motherfucker is blind, he's going to be, like, one of my favorite legendaries ever.
Valhalla! It's Valhalla?
I think so.
Okay.
If that's the one, like, at the top of the tree...
Nordic or Norse?
Nordic, I believe.
Okay.
Anyway, there's a deer.
Mhm.
In this picture. Okay, go to like the second picture right there.
That one?
I think so. Something like that. Yeah, that's the tree that I'm talking about.
Yggdrasil?
Yeah, that sounds right. Anyway, there's around this eagle, there are 4 deers.
Yeah.
And each of these deer has different colored horns. And if you look at if you look at that,
yeah,
then you'll see how he has 8 horns, and each has a color that resembles the 4 deer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it's going to be based upon that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, I don't know what these Pokemon represent.
Yeah.
Seeing as how...
I feel like it's a good point to get back into Pokemon. Like, it seems like it's... Like... To me... Yeah. Now, this is my opinion, but you're a much huger Pokemon fan than I am. So you like each generation. But to me, it kind of seemed that, like Generation 1 was awesome, right?
Yeah.
And then you didn't really have, like, there was no craving to me to play Generation 2 that much. But then Generation 3 was like, oh, fuck, this is awesome again. You know, this is really cool. They had new stuff, you know? And then it didn't, and then it was...
And then Generation 4 was bad.
And then Generation 4
was... And it seems like Generation 5 has picked up, but a lot of people don't like the designs.
Well, the thing is... which one? Soul Silver, which one? That's 3, right?
No.
Which one's that?
The game came out in Generation 4, but in the land, it's based on Generation 2.
2, okay. See, okay, so Gen 2 is not that bad. But basically...
Gen 2 was wonderful.
Like, Soul Silver, I really liked, okay? Yes. Didn't really care that... I even bought it, and I didn't really care that much about X and Y.
What?
Yeah, I didn't really care that much about X and Y.
Like, the announcement trailer?
No, the game that came out.
You bought X
and Y. I mean, Black and White. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I have this, like, strange thing. It's, like, said, like, do not open, confidential. Yeah. It was weird, but...
Fuck you, piece of shit. Give me that.
But Black and White, I didn't really give a shit about.
Here's the thing. Black and White, a lot of people don't like the ice cream cone design. And a lot of people don't
like...
Ice
cream cone?
Yes, there is an ice cream cone.
Oh, the Pokemon?
As a Pokemon, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And a lot of people don't like Garbodor, fucking garbage bag.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If you look past those two Pokemon, and I didn't even hate those two.
Well, it's not that... I like each Pokemon. Yeah. Like, I like each generation of Pokemon, kind of.
Yeah.
In its own special way.
Yeah.
I'm talking about gameplay.
Oh.
Specifically gameplay.
Let me tell you something, then. I don't like Generation 4.
Yeah.
I like Heart Gold and Soul Silver because that's arguably probably the best Pokemon game.
Yeah, they're really good, yeah.
Especially just having it, it makes you feel like your Pokemon are Pokemon and you bond with them, especially when you're walking around and shit.
Yeah.
It just makes everything nice.
Right.
Generation 4 did not capture any of the spirit of that for me,
yeah.
But I haven't played very much of it yet, and from what Zach tells me, it's completely forgettable.
Generation 4 is
Sinnoh,
is
Pearl, no. Diamond, yeah, Diamond, Platinum. Pearl.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Generation 5 completely rekindled my love for Pokemon.
Really?
And yes.
Because I felt like, it's, like, kind of how I felt
it's
was
almost
like,
a perfect Pokemon game for me.
Like, Yellow to me was like, oh, this is amazing. And then it was like, Blue and Red were like, man, it's kind of the same thing as Yellow. And then it was like, Emerald, you know, oh my god!
Yeah.
And then, what was after Emerald?
Diamond and Pearl?
Yeah, Diamond and Pearl was like, man, it's kind of the same thing as Emerald.
Yeah, not really, but okay.
You know what I like, gameplay-wise?
Well, it changed a little bit, because it was on the DS.
Yeah, but it didn't, I mean, and so...
Arguably, with Emerald Soul Silver, is much better.
With Soul Silver, it was like, this is amazing, this has a lot more gameplay features. And then Black and White, to me, I didn't get that far, I'll be honest.
How far did you get? Like, third gym leader?
Yeah, third or fourth.
Yeah. You gotta just keep going, because it's mostly the ending that I remember so well.
Oh, yeah.
I really, really, really enjoyed the game.
But
and,
so
and
it was
kind of the messages it portrayed.
But so it was kind of like, the gameplay isn't really that much, there's nothing different about
it. It is, though.
Is it?
The sprites and the attacks, and the way
the
trainers talk to you in the middle of the battle, I care about that. That made the battles feel so much more dramatic and shit, especially in some of the final ones.
Yeah, but like, I can feel like I feel like it's like it's cool the first couple times, but then it's like, whatever.
It didn't.
But anyway, to my point, X and Y seem just has a ton of more gameplay features. It's going to be awesome.
Yes.
It's a good place for Pokemon for you know casual Pokemon fans like me. To jump back into the Pokemon game series.
I would. If you have stopped playing the Pokemon game series, if you're one of those nostalgia people that's completely obsessed with Generation 1, Generation 2, and praise them like they're the fucking heavens of Pokemon games, then I would definitely suggest jumping back in to Generation 6.
Yeah.
I feel like this is definitely going to be a really good starting point. I definitely feel like it's going to be a high point in Pokemon.
Yeah.
You can ride a fucking Go-Goat.
Really?
You can ride a fucking Have you seen the pictures of that?
I think I just saw it when
yeah,
we were searching
Yeah, you can fucking ride a Pokemon.
I thought it was fake, though.
No, it's serious.
Cool.
You can ride it in the city. I don't know
is
if you can
like
ride
a bike?
It anywhere else. I don't know. It's like riding a fucking Pokemon.
That'd be cool if it was...
I don't know what it's like because I've never done it before.
If it was a replacement for the bike, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be freaking awesome. I would be so happy with that.
But yeah, it seemed... But yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I have no money to afford a 3DS, but...
I'm going to get a job specifically just to buy Pokemon for that reason.
Let's hope.
Only reason I'm getting a 3DS is for the next Pokemon.
Yeah.
And Fire Emblem and Animal Crossing and a bunch of other shit. But mostly just Pokemon.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So, I don't know if that's enough about Pokemon.
I don't think so. We can keep talking about it.
We can keep talking about it?
If you want to,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so, starters.
What are
series.
The starters? I don't even know.
Okay, there's Chespin, there's Fennekin, and there's Froakie. And Froakie is theorized to be a water fighting type. Chespin, the grass type, is supposed to be a grass dark type. And Fennekin, the fucking fire fox, is supposed to be fire psychic type. Just in theory, because in the trailers you can see them all using a fire, or a psychic, a dark, and a fighting move, respectively.
I like the grass type.
Chespin?
Yeah.
I like Fennekin.
That's a fire type?
Yeah, the fire fox.
Isn't fire psychic a little bit OP, though?
I don't think so.
Because isn't
water
isn't
be
fire
to...
kind of weak against psychic?
Not really.
No? Am I wrong? Okay.
I don't think so. Not in my experiences.
All right.
Fighting is weak against psychic.
Well, isn't water though? Isn't water?
Wait a minute. If fighting is weak against psychic, and Froakie ends up being a fighting type, that means Fennekin might be able to fuck up Froakie fairly bad.
But it already can because it's a fire type.
Froakie's the water type.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, that's not cool, though.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool. And then it would be able... Oh, my God, it'd be like be able to fuck up both of them.
That would be OP.
Be able to burn up Chespin and fuck up Froakie.
That'd be OP.
It'd be fucking awesome.
Have they revealed the evolutions yet?
No. I don't think they ever do that, just so you can fucking go figure it out for yourself, because that's what it's all about. There's tons of fan art for it.
Yeah. Are we sure that's fan art?
95% sure that's fan art.
Okay. Because that's pretty good fan art.
Yeah, I would have heard about it if it wasn't fan art.
Yeah.
But
it looks...
And they've shown quite a few Pokemon so far.
You know what? You know? Can I say something?
Yeah, what?
The fire type.
Fennekin.
Reminds me of a Digimon.
Which one?
Not any specific Digimon. Digimon
in general?
Yeah, it looks more like a Digimon than a Pokemon to me. Especially this fan
right here. I love that one so much.
But, I don't know. Do you not think so?
No, I could definitely see that.
Yeah. It looks more like a Digimon to me than a Pokemon.
I guess we'll see, though, when Pokemon comes out.
Yeah.
I'm so excited
for that. Do they know when they're starting the anime for X and Y yet?
I don't care. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't care. Like, I want to care, but I fucking can't because they fucked up the anime so bad.
Yeah.
Like literally, they don't care about people that have watched the show in the past.
What do you mean?
They don't. Okay, here's the thing. If they had cared about the people who have watched it in the past, they would change Ash. They would originally make Ash go along his goal and become someone fucking bigger and better than who he is right now instead of just a fucking pussy-ass fucking piece of shit loser!
I think
you know how Misty left and then became a badass?
Yeah.
That made me happy. Why hasn't Ash became a badass
yet? In a way, I think they should have followed Yu-Gi-Oh! And Yu-Gi-Oh! I'm not exactly happy with anymore.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh!
Because I fucking love Yu-Gi-Oh!
It was good.
And I'm a much bigger... I think I'm a much bigger Yu-Gi-Oh! Fan than you are.
Yeah, I'd say so.
GX was... Eh.
I haven't even seen.
Huh?
Is that the one with the brown-haired kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen
with
that.
With Jaden. That's his name.
Yeah.
It was alright. I liked the cards in GX. Yeah. They were cool. The Elemental Heroes.
Yeah.
And then the one after that, there was... one after that...
COD Games was, on Motorcycles!
No, that's the fourth season.
Is it?
There was one before that, which was just bad. It was like cyberspace, basically. It was just bad. It was
Aren't they doing shit in space now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was... And then it was the then it was the bikes, which is just horrible. But my point is... They should... I think Pokemon, in a way, should have followed what Yu-Gi-Oh! Kind of did with... Changing the protagonist every once in a while.
Ash should have been done at the end of Kanto. He should be like
it's like
a representative of Kanto or something. He should be someone so much bigger than who he is.
It's like season 12 now.
I mean,
he's still 10. It's like come on. Yeah,
the thing is, though, still
10.
No,
wait, didn't it come out when in 1996? So it would be season 17 if it's as old as I am.
It's like season 15.
Okay. Anyway.
Thing is, Ash saw Ho-Oh in the very first episode.
Yeah.
And in the, I think in the Pokédex descriptions, it describes if you see Ho-Oh, you will forever have eternal joy and happiness. And so the idea of Ash having eternal joy and happiness is never ending his Pokémon journey. And that's why he's forever 10.
That's retarded.
Ah!
That's fucking stupid. Has that actually been said?
It's just a theory.
Okay, because that's fucking retarded. It's just
an explanation for the already retarded he's still fucking 10 thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, and then here's the thing. I might have liked Generation 5 anime.
Yeah.
If they didn't get rid of Brock. Brock was, like, the only thing that I genuinely loved about it. Well, at least
it's not Tracy.
Fuck Tracy. Tracy's a dick.
Who's the new guy? I haven't even watched.
Cylon?
I haven't watched since...
Ceylon?
Since the Gator... The Gator Pokemon. That's the main...
Crocodile?
Yeah.
He's such a fucking badass. I genuinely love that Pokemon.
No, I haven't watched...
He's so radical.
I haven't watched the generation since that generation.
I love the Generation 5 starters.
Yeah.
And I love the interactions between Oshawa and... I've shown you that video.
Yeah, you did.
Of Piplup stealing... it's the Pokemon name. It's like Melotic. No, not Melotic. It's like it's like bitch face, tit ass.
Anyway,
something like that.
But it looks. Point is, it looks good.
Adorable.
It looks good.
The anime.
X and Y.
X and Y. Yeah, X and Y looks great. The anime looks like shit.
Yeah. All right. You want to move on?
Sure, we can move on.
So, RuneScape 3.
RuneScape 3.
The third giant update that's coming out. I'm super excited.
Damien played it a little while ago, and the beta? I don't know the game.
RuneScape.
Is it in beta right now?
Yeah.
Then he played the beta.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Why not?
It's terrifying me.
Why?
Because I haven't played it in so long, and there's so much change, and I'm like,
Yeah.
I'm afraid. I don't know what's going on. Things are so different.
But point it, the main reason I put this in is because I am starting a Let's Play of on the 22nd, the day that it, that runes. Oh shit, is today? No, 21st. Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm starting. Tomorrow, aren't you?
Starting it tomorrow, the day RuneScape 3 officially comes out.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
And Jake's not going to be invited because he doesn't like RuneScape anymore.
I hate RuneScape.
We tried playing.
I mean, I love RuneScape.
We tried playing RuneScape one time together, and it was pretty fun.
Except we couldn't.
We went into the wilds at like level 18. That was stupid.
That was fun.
But we killed like a couple 54s, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that
tore
was
shit up.
Yeah.
So bro, fucking mad.
I remember the reason I quit, or I didn't quit really, but the reason I stopped playing RuneScape was because the economy in RuneScape crashed. Because it's so weird. It's such a weird thing to say, but they set up the economy in a way because when I played back in like 2010, 2009.
Yeah.
Or even before that, even.
2002.
2007, 2008. They had, like, the tinted rune gold... The rune tinted gold armor.
Oh, yeah?
It was, like, 108,000.
Yeah.
GP for it.
Okay.
And then when I came back, it was, like, 400,000.
Yeah.
So the economy, like, crashed in RuneScape. And it was, like... This is weird. This is just plain weird. I remember making my first million, though, in RuneScape. That was fun. One of my favorite things, which is sad because I won't be able to be a member for a while in RuneScape, kind of sad thing is that my favorite thing in RuneScape is building the houses.
Yeah.
That was my favorite thing. I had a huge fucking house.
You showed me it.
Did I?
Yeah. Didn't you have a boxing ring in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we boxed
for it. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that. I wonder if I can get into my old account.
I don't know.
I don't know if I remember the password. But, point is, look for the Let's Play.
Have fun watching that crap.
I think I'll be good. It's going to be a lot of cuts, though, because it is a very grindy game.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be a lot of... I'll come back in about half an hour after I'm done chopping these 80 trees. And I'll see you guys then.
Yeah.
But...
Do a lot of grinding off screen.
Yeah, basically. But I'm excited.
I am...
Because it's starting a whole new story! It's Guthix and Saruman and
Yay!
Bad God coming back and they're like... But they made Guthix black, I think, which is weird.
Wasn't he always green?
It was green and white, but they made him... No, they made his...
You know what I miss?
His skin color black.
You know what I miss?
What?
What's the guy's name? Epic Bob or something like
that? Oh, shit, dude! Fuck, I wonder if he still does YouTube. Yeah.
Oh, God, they came out with an acronym... Like, RuneScape is an acronym for the world, and it was just the hilarious fucking shit, and Guthix was just a retard.
Yeah.
I remember I remember making my character all green and just headbanging against the wall all day and just shouting Guthix.
Yeah.
God. Back in the days of being fucking 10.
Yeah, that game was fun. Especially when you were a kid.
The good old days. All right.
Wanna wrap this up?
I suppose so. Is there nothing else we're talking about?
No, not really. Thanks to subscribers for subscribing.
Thank you.
That's really cool. We didn't think we'd get anything.
I thought we'd get a lot. I really did. So anyway, I guess I should talk about a little bit of what's coming up and what's been happening. Just to wrap things up a little bit. Doug is going to be playing RuneScape. Mm-hmm. Doing some LPs of that. What else are you going to be doing, Doug?
Editing.
That's
and,
right.
And sleeping, because I just dropped out of school into winter.
You suck.
And then, right now, if I could talk about it a little bit, my DMLA chapter. If
you
guys, let me finish.
No.
If you guys know what that is.
No.
Has
no preachy bullshit on the podcast.
DMLA chapter.
No.
Has gone.
Nope.
Dark.
Nope.
For the.
No.
So I have a bunch of free time to do whatever I want. That's all I wanted to say. So I have a bunch of free time, so...
So Doug's not sacrificing goats anymore.
We'll probably... We'll probably be doing a ton of shit.
Behind 7-Eleven.
What are you doing?
Smoking crack.
Whoa, and to make a joint announcement for both of us, eventually...
You would make a joint announcement, pothead.
Eventually, we're coming out with a new series,
called
Nitpicking.
Nitpicking!
Eventually.
We're going to play a bunch of games and criticize the shit out of everything we can.
Yeah, like, because there's, like... certain things in when you're reviewing video games that you have to ignore because they don't really matter.
But instead, we're going to fucking focus on that and just focus on it so much until you're sick of hearing our stupid voices.
And the first thing... can I announce the first game, you think?
No.
Is that okay? No? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Announce the first game.
First game is a game we both love. So that's the reason...
to death.
We chose to do it is because we both love it.
Yes.
And we can verify that it's not because we hate the game, but Fallout 3.
I don't think we're going to be nitpicking any game we hate.
Yeah.
Just it's this is kind of just ironically pointing out shit in the game.
Yeah.
That they, especially for as old a game as this is now.
Yeah.
It's just going to just be having a little fun with it.
Yeah. So, what
which
do you
I am very excited
nice?
About. I would like to say that I'm going to start a Pokemon Let's Play. And have you edit that?
Yep.
So have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about just going all out, just recording hours and hours and hours of stuff.
Okay.
And making it very very terrible, and giving it to you to edit.
Okay.
All right. All right. So you're gonna have fun with that,
uh-huh.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to say that we are going to do a Fallout Let's Play in the
you
coming
are
days. I'm mostly gonna be doing that because. Along with nitpicking, it's just a game that, like I said, we both love.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to just play the shit out of that.
And I get RuneScape, so
you get RuneScape. I'll play the shit out of Fallout. I'll become a walking wiki for it again.
You are.
I can't get it out of my head. I know everything.
How about at the same time?
I guess I could kind of make
you
it
did
a
Fallout
walkthrough.
3. Well, yeah. But at the same time that you're putting out Fallout 3, I'll put out Fallout New Vegas.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be interesting.
That would be nice. And we'll both record our experiences we have with it. And it'll be fun.
Anything else you got to announce?
You
have a Tumblr you want to plug?
I don't want to advertise that right now. Maybe at some point in time, but not right now.
Okay.
There's something else I was
going
to talk about.
Going to KomoriCon in August.
KomoriCon!
This time I think we should get a mic and interview people.
That'd be cool.
And a camera.
Alright, I'll make sure to invest all my money in that.
We already have a camera.
We do?
Yeah.
We have a camera?
Yep.
It works?
Yep.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We can use it?
Yeah.
Why the fuck haven't we done this shit?
Don't know where the charger is.
Why didn't we walk around Everfree and just be like, hey,
because
what's up, guys?
I thought of it 2 days before Everfree, so there was no
God
time.
God damn it, you're an asshole.
And then you have the Rock Band mic, which is what we would use. What? That's the only mic that we... Can you picture carrying this fucking thing?
Absolutely. I will strap that to a metal pole, hold it as a gun, use it as a boom mic.
All right, anything else you got to announce?
I don't think so.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Oh, I'd like to put a special thank you to my sister. Fuck, I don't know her page. Hold on.
What is it? Like, tits on ice?
Or something. Low blood.
Low blood.
All right, so put out a thank you to my sister. We're giving out a shout-out to our channel. You can follow her at lowblood.tumblr.com.
Yeah, go fucking follow that shit. Like that page.
She'll come on here eventually.
Yeah, that reminds me. Any Homestuck fans out there, we're eventually going to talk about Homestuck. So if you guys like to listen to Homestuck stuff... then keep on listening. It's not going to be a main podcast. It's probably going to be an off podcast. Just a special episode. Probably a spoiler cast. Something just to wrap up and talk about Act 5 and what's going on in the fandom and shit. After I get to that point. So yeah, if you're interested in that at all, then go ahead and pay attention. Listen close. You don't want to miss it.
Alright, thanks everybody.
Thanks, guys.